Mike Houston.
Yes, played their butts off. You should be sitting here singing a fight song right now.
Coach, okay. I know you can't talk about officiating, but the reviews in that last drive, both of them are very close. I mean, how close was it from your angle?
Well, I mean, you know, the pass interference call is a judgment call, fourth down. So, obviously, there must have been something there for them to call it off. You know, you usually don't see that call on a fourth down, so it must have been pretty blatant for them to throw a flag right there. The fumble that was ruled a fumble on the field, it must have been very obvious because usually you would not overturn that on a fourth late in a ball game like that. You would not overturn it unless it was just, you know, obvious that the arm was down before it came out. The last pass, I mean, the video that they showed on the Jumbotron shows the ball bouncing. You could clearly see it hit the ground before, or even as he was making the catch. I mean, the ball's on the ground, so I don't understand how it got ruled a catch. I mean, I'm not the replay official, but I just know what I saw on the Jumbotron. On the video, we all saw it. As coaches, we were talking about how much time we had left and how we were going to kill the clock. Our kids are absolutely devastated.
Coach, when you look at that defensive effort in the first half, I mean, those guys were flying around, weren't they?
I mean, the effort all ballgame by everybody. I mean, you go on the road against a team of that caliber and play, you know, play the way you did, and you outplay them the way you did.
And I know you had some great individual efforts. Holton throws for over 300. Rajay was, you know, he's a great freshman running back.
Yeah, they don't really care right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions for Coach.
Coach, it looked like some opportunities were kind of squandered early in the ball game to score a few touchdowns that might have made a difference. Nevertheless, they scored on a number of occasions, and they continue to improve offensively. Talk about the first half, how that went, and what's your opinion of how things went there?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, playing on the road against a quality defense, you know, we had some struggles there early. But still was playing well. You know, we were able to get the lead there out of the gate. And we're playing well enough defensively to, you know, to overcome some of the early struggles. And our offense did a great job there in the second quarter of getting us a good solid lead at the half. So, you know, in the second half, I thought we played very, very well.
Coach, I had a question as far as the touchdown that was called, or their pass was called incomplete with CJ in the third quarter. It looked like his left foot was down. I want to get your thoughts on that.
They told me that he got his toe down, but his heel came down out of bounds, and it had to be one continuous action. Therefore, it was an incomplete pass.
Coach, what is the going forward in this week when y'all relook at the film and kind of see these replays? Is there a review process that you guys will send them in to the American?
Yeah, we can send any calls we want them to take a look at. We can send it in. I mean, it's not going to do any. I mean, it doesn't get you the win back. That's the tough thing. It does not get you the win back. But that's, you know, we'll obviously send in the calls we think you need to be looked at.
Coach, you're so close to turning the corner here. You can almost taste it. What was your message? What did you say to your team after this game here tonight?
I mean, how do you talk to them after that? I mean, I've coached almost 200 ball games as a head coach in my life, and 100 plus at the college level, and I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. I mean, you look at, we dominated the time of possession. They were 3 of 14 on third down. You know, we just, two turnovers there in the first half hurt us. We were able to overcome those. Our kids just kept on playing. They kept on coming back. You know, they kept believing. They kept fighting. It's just, you know, when I sit there and I preach to them every day, if you do right consistently, day in and day out, good things are going to happen to you. And they're kind of looking at me sideways a little bit right now because they did the things they had to do to win the ball game.
Coach, Jaira Wilson had a phenomenal game, a couple sacks, forced fumbles. Can you just speak to how well he played?
I think Jaira's worked so hard to improve himself, and he's developing into one of the better players, I think, in this league. And, you know, obviously was a huge impact tonight. He's a guy that just he has very high expectations for himself, and he'll continue to push himself to get better every week.
Coach, how impressive do you think it was for Holton to come back, especially play well early in the first half? I think he was 18 of 20 or 19 of 21 passing in the first half, and that seemed to kind of set the tone a little bit, I thought, for the whole team. I mean, just how maybe important was that for y'all to get it off to early lead?
No, I think it was critical, and obviously, you know, I'm not surprised by it. I mean, I thought Holton was very sharp all week, and I think he's a pretty good player, so. You know, it doesn't surprise me he had that kind of first half, and it doesn't surprise me he had the kind of game he had.
Coach, talk about the fourth down play. You took the lead. You ran Johnson. Looked like a little slant action, and then Raji came open underneath.
Yeah, we had a handful of plays for that situation right there. And that was one that Coach Kirkpatrick and him worked on all week. And, you know, pre-snap, the look was there. So we felt like as long as we executed well, Holton made a very good throw, and Rajay was right there to make the catch. So, it was, you know, big play, gave us the lead.
Can you talk about maybe, obviously you got time maybe if you kick a field goal and get a stop to kick another field goal for the lead, but you went for it and went for the lead?
I just felt like in that situation right there, we couldn't kick a field goal. We had to take the lead, and we had to go for it. So from about the 30-yard line in, we were in four-down mode.
Coach, is this the toughest loss you've had in your coaching career?
It's one I sure don't understand. I just don't know. I don't know what to say to my kids right now. I've never had that happen.
Coach, this is it's much like what Tulsa's year went like last year. And I know this is not the way you wanted things to go right now, but this team continues to get better, very entertaining on television. And I think the nation saw how much improved this ball club is. It's got to be pointing to, you know, better times ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying it all along that the improvement's there, but it's going to happen. As long as these kids stick together and keep fighting for each other, it's going to happen. And I'm tired of saying that, though. We're all ready to celebrate. We're ready to get over the hump. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Coach, will you contact the league? What do you have at your disposal right now? Will you contact the league?
Our athletic director's contacting the league right now.
Okay, one more question for Coach.
Coach, how do you expect that to turn out now that you're contacting the league right now?
You can't go back. You got to move forward. We got to get ready for Tulane. That's why you have instant replay.
Okay.
We got to get ready for Tulane.
Thanks, Coach.